Japan has issued a dire warning about the mRNA vaccines that were administered globally in late 2020 and declared safe and effective. According to Japanese scientists, these vaccines are safely reducing the global population and effectively collapsing populations. The scientists, among the most respected in the world, also allege that international organizations such as the UN, along with multiple world governments, are involved in a massive cover-up to hide the full extent of this catastrophic loss of life. According to the scientists, over 1 billion people have already perished, with many more deaths expected to follow. Japan's findings are redefining our understanding of the global depopulation crisis and highlighting the urgent need to hold those responsible for crimes against humanity accountable. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. For years now, the globalist elite have been telling us about their plans to depopulate the Earth from 8 billion people to just 500 million. But most people prefer to cover their ears and pretend nothing is awry. Unfortunately for the sheeple, the days of being able to put their heads in the sand and pretend everything is okay are officially over. Like many nations around the world, the Japanese population is in freefall. And the Japanese are determined to expose the truth about the depopulation agenda unleashed on humanity by the global elite. An aging population is only part of the problem in Japan. Young people are dropping like flies as well. The sudden death surge in Japan coincides exactly with the immediate aftermath of the COVID mRNA vaccine rollout in December 2020, and the numbers are continuing to skyrocket year on year. Kazuhiro Haraguchi, the Minister of Internal Affairs, has formally apologized to the Japanese nation, declaring, "You were right, vaccines are killing millions of our loved ones." Japan understands that apologies are not enough, and the government and universities have ordered thousands of scientific researchers to investigate the vaccines from every possible angle. The COVID mRNA Task Force is determined to fully understand the crimes against humanity perpetrated during the COVID pandemic, specifically related to the rollout of experimental mRNA vaccines. You won't hear about this on the mainstream media. In fact, the mainstream media has been enlisted to do everything they can to cover up, suppress, and bury this news. Which is a crime in itself, because groundbreaking revelations about the mRNA vaccines have been coming out of Japan in recent months. A new Japanese study, published in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice and Research, proved that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines contain unauthorized animated worm-like entities, invisible to the human eye, that swim, wriggle, and assemble themselves into complex structures. The research can be replicated, and scientists all over the world are stunned at what they're finding in the vaccines. Dr. Astrid Stockelberger from the University of Geneva spoke with Pascal Najardi, the son of a World Economic Forum co-founder who is dedicated to bringing the global elite to justice.
Important that Singapore understands, and you are not, you know, it is manageable because you're a country that can say, listen, no, we exit. We are not many, but this people, we cannot accept that you come here with your lorries and all your weapons, vaccine, equal vaccine, biotech weapon, which we know today has nothing biological inside. It is nanostructure, nanotech, nanorobots, parasites under tubes, small tubes that attach to your synapses, control you. It's oxide graphene, it's metal. Japan stopped Moderna because there was metal in the vaccine. There's enough proof. So many scientists are talking about that now we have to stop what is going to happen.
Last week, Japan's largest national broadcaster aired an hour-long comprehensive report on the harms of the COVID mRNA vaccine. The program received messages from over 2,000 viewers, revealing that the extent of the harms was greater than previously believed.
そして視聴者の皆さんからも2000件を超えるメッセージいただきました。たくさんありがとうございます。私は3回目のワクチンを打ってから頭痛がひどくなり、当初より軽くはなったものの2年以上症状が続いています。 もう2年半もワクチン後遺症です。あまりにもたくさんの病院を回りすぎて書類が用意できず、とにかく自己治療を続けています。国の申請の簡略化を強く求めます。足が痛いので書類も取りに行きにくいので、とにかく簡略化を早急にしてほしいです。ワクチン接種直後に母が難病を発症し亡くなりました。救済制度にも申請し審査を待っている状況です。闘病中から亡くなって申請書類を集めている期間、ワクチンとの関連を疑っていると伝えるだけで何度も心ない言葉を浴びてきました。社会全体がワクチンを疑う雰囲気を許さず被害者を追い詰めてきたことも報道してほしいです、といったねメッセージもいただきました。私は2回目のコロナウイルスワクチン接種後、両下肢に痛みとしびれを覚え、そうこうしているうちに歩行困難となってしまいました。入院中にこの制度のことを知り、2年かかって今年の2月に手帳が交付されました。もっと早くこの特集が見たかったですね。でもこうやって取り上げていただけて、周囲の人に少しでも健康被害を理解いただければ幸いです。40代みつさんです。元医療従事者です。ワクチン3回目の接種後から接種した腕の痛みやしびれ、倦怠感などに悩まされていますと、3年近く苦しんでいます。で、同業職、通院した病院から心ない言葉を投げかけられたこともあります。実際に苦しんでいる人も多いと思います。国もメディアもしっかり報道してほしいですと、ね、この副反応の苦しみ自体を知ってもっと知ってほしいという、ね、声がまず届いております。
While Japanese media begins to approach the issue with honesty and due respect for the injured and killed, our media continues gaslighting the public and collaborating with the elite to cover up the truth about the Great Depopulation event. Unfortunately for the elite, the gaslighting is not working. We have the data and evidence necessary to prove that they are lying and hold them to account at Nuremberg 2.0 trials for crimes against humanity. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. According to Japanese scientists and demographers, world governments are covering up the truth about the devastating scale of the population collapse happening around the world as we speak. According to official data, most countries reported record excess deaths and record low births in 2021 and 2022. Governments are in the business of lying, particularly about crime and population statistics, to fit agendas. The globalists' agenda on population is to convince us that it's dangerously high, growing too quickly, and must be drastically reduced. But do they really expect us to believe that the world population is still surging ahead, hitting record highs, despite the fact that almost every country on Earth is reporting record deaths and record low births? The true extent of excess deaths caused by injections may remain hidden until evidence becomes impossible to ignore. But here is a list of countries that reported record high excess deaths and record low births in 2021 and 2022. Japan, 1.58 million deaths in 2022, the most since World War II. New Zealand, 38,574 deaths in 2022, the most since 1918. Australia, record low births and record high deaths in 2021. United Kingdom, utilising temporary morgues across the country due to a sharp rise in excess deaths. The Netherlands, more deaths than births in 2022, first time that's happened since the year 1900. Germany, virtually zero excess deaths in 2020, then the numbers skyrocketed in 2021. Nova Scotia, Canada, reporting unexpectedly high number of people are dying. Philippines, 768,504 deaths in 2021, the highest in 1 year since 1945. That's just a small sample. The list goes on and on. Norway, Italy and Japan all experienced record low births in 2022. South Korea reported the lowest birth rate in the history of the world. In other words, a lot of people of all ages are dropping dead, and very, very few are being born. We're not going to bother with the US data because the Biden regime blatantly lies about everything. But if we go by the Harvard Pilgrim standard of multiplying VAERS vaccine deaths by 100 for a more accurate overall picture, then at least 3.5 million Americans have died from the injection since 2021. That's 125,000 excess deaths per month. Then there's the naked eye test. Athletes have been dropping like flies in unprecedented numbers with heart problems since 2021. YouTubers who shield the shots to their followers are dying of cardiac arrest and turbo cancers. And nurses, who are mandated to get vaccinated and administer the shots to thousands, are dropping dead in increasingly disturbing numbers every week. Don't forget, to the elites and their occult religion, death equals life and bad equals good. They hate humanity and want to replace the vast majority of us with a class of servile AI bots. That's why the shots are causing mass deaths. But you'll never hear about it on the mainstream media because they are bought and paid for by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Of course, the sheeple have been corralled into a mass formation psychosis, and they'll refuse to listen to you if you try and speak sense to them about any of these issues. According to the mainstream media in 2024, obesity is healthy, ultra-processed foods aren't unhealthy anymore, and the vaccines are not causing people to drop like flies.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer. Oh.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
George Orwell warned us about these times. He said they would convince us that war is peace. How right he was. Join us in exposing the crimes of the elite by subscribing to our Rumble channel and becoming a member of the People's Voice Locals community. Together, we can uncover the truth and educate the masses about what's really happening behind the scenes. Your support makes all the difference. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.